I would like to ask our distinguished guests to come to the fore and sit here with us at the table. Unfortunately, we've been informed that Tamás Pálvölgyi cannot be with us. He suffered some minor accident this morning. Really, after this these small inputs from my side, I would like to ask you to give your thoughts one by one, or it's equity within limits thinking here. So I would like to say each of you has 8-10 minutes to kind of present your case, present where you work, and how do you connect to this concept of global equity within planetary limits. What did you learn since you've been here in the morning? Or if not, then what could you share? Especially we are keen to learn about how you see the policy processes now after Rio plus 20.
Yes, two things. The importance of this Converge project in connection with the Rio procedure and the other issue, the soft law and hard law solutions of converging and contraction. These are the two topics I would like to address. So the first, very shortly, already in 1992 in Rio, the lack of agreement between environmental protection and equity viewpoints resulted in a failure, a relative failure, especially compared to the later World Summits. So a relative failure, because apart from the three finalized agreements, they wanted to put together a forest protection convention as well. And it failed because the southern countries said that, okay, the northern countries developed and polluted so far, and now they require us to stop this procedure at the threshold when we just could start our development. So that was really an equity argument against the environmental protection argument rather than a harmonization of the two issues. And some a quite similar issue happened in 2012, 20 years later, where quite a lot of substantial and procedural proposals failed because the southern countries again said it's against their sovereignty to limit their further development, and that's not just. And for instance, the proposal of having a global ombudsman for future generation got out in the last moment from the Future We Want document because the G77 countries said that it's not fair to harass them with an additional investigation tool while the northern countries could do their part of pollution and over-consuming of the world's resources for decades without any control. So I think that's a very timely and important topic. What I see the soft law and hard law solutions of converging and contraction. On the soft law side, I see the content. You know, I made my homework. I read the project's background materials, and I like very much this idea, which comes from the Global Commons Institute, focusing originally only to the climate issues, that every nation's peoples and people has the right to the same amount of use of the resources of the earth. And I would add, first I would like to point it out that that's a structured thinking on several levels, which is important. And I would like, second, I would like to add that time factor should be added in order to make it acceptable for all the parties. Because the southern countries, there is a great portion of truth when they say, okay, we have equal rights to pollute and use the earth resources within its capacities, but you have been using it for decades. So I think the counting should start 30, 40, 50 years back from now. And we would like possibly to add another time horizon, the future generations. And also on the content side of soft law solutions, the co-petition theory I would like to advise into the project management's attention, that it's a very fertile, fruitful methodology to harmonize competition and cooperation. So in a simple term, countries could keep compete nicely, but they have to clean up the playing fields together after every games. So that's, I think that's an interesting substantial theory. As concerns the procedures, I think converging procedures should be based on several rounds of deliberation, several rounds of discussion between all of the concerned countries or groups on national or lower level. And my kind of institution, the Ombudsman for Future Generations, on global level or national level, or in some countries even lower level, could help a lot in mediating these several circles of discussion about harmonizing equity and environmental protection interests. Also, clarification is a miracle is a word. You know, sometimes new administrative measures are needed once all the parties clarify their interest stakes in several matters, beliefs, disbeliefs, whatever, and things kind of automatically get solved through a careful, systematic clarification during such discussions I referred to. Also, on the procedural side, networking is a key word again amongst. So these discussions concerning environmental and equity issues should take place in a network of equity and environmental NGOs, equity and environmental scientific bodies, churches, and any other interested social groups. There is an interesting concept in the UN procedures, the major groups. Some doesn't like it too much. It's a corporativist idea and a double bite from the same apple for many groups, especially the business and farmers and others. However, it could be a good frame to talk to all and to organize focused discussions. So that's it. I think just to make full the system full, there are naturally big necessity for hard law, hard solutions as well, because soft law solutions are long-ranging, more effective, but they require considerable time, while environmental and equity issues are of matter of urgency. So administrative, legislative, and enforcement measures are also necessary. So that's for the time being from me. Thank you.